SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
On the evening of the 15th of April 2019, this was the dramatic sight on the Île de la Cité. A bright orange conflagration gradually consuming the glory of sacred architecture that is Notre Dame. And then, with thousands of horrified Parisians watching aghast, the spire crashing climactically into the flames. 4 years on, a couple of hundred miles to the east, and at a site near Metz, they're putting the final touches to the first essential part of the replacement to that spire. It's the base, a frame made out of hundreds of ancient oak trees, which, once assembled, must fit exactly into the masonry at the top of the cathedral walls. Among the team of carpenters is Paul Poulet.
When it burned, I was sad, but when it was announced that it will be rebuilt the same way in wood, I was really happy. For me, I think it's important to rebuild it the same way, to show to the world that we still have the capacity, and it's not because it was an old way to work that we don't know how to do it.
In another provincial French town, Troyes, other craftsmen and women are working on the cathedral's stained glass. Like the spire, these windows are not, in fact, medieval, but from the mid-19th century. Unlike the spire, they survived the blaze. Firefighters knew not to spray them with water, otherwise they'd have shattered in the heat.
Et là, on vient retirer toutes les croûtes noires.
For master glassmaker Flavie Vincent Petit, what happened 4 years ago was ironically an opportunity, a chance to remove from the coloured glass 200 years of dirt.
Toutes ces millions de personnes.
Think of the millions of people who've come to pray in the cathedral. There is all the human grease from their breaths. Then there is a soot from millions of candles and the stains from condensation. All the particles accumulate and leave their mark.
The interior of Notre Dame is still a weird sci-fi film decor, with a mass of scaffolding reaching up to the hole where the roof once was. But everywhere there's activity. For retired General Jean-Louis Georgelin, the man given the job by President Macron of supervising the reconstruction, the project has every chance of being completed by its target date at the end of next year.
We have said we will do that in 5 years, you know, and we say that and the entire world. So our reputation is at stake. We must unite all our effort, all our knowledge, all our savoir-faire to reach this goal.
December 2024 is when it's hoped the first Mass will be celebrated in the reopened cathedral. December this year is also an important and symbolic date. That's when Parisians should see a new addition to their skyline, or rather, the return of an old one, the spire of Notre Dame.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.